hypocrite, what you gonna say? While I'm standing naked on the mountain judgment day, hang on just by who you don't call. But it turns out God don't look like you at all. The first horizon, show me the last of all. Hey, no emperor, come out from the throne. Let no emperor climb on. Climb on. This is a sea shanty of sorts. Come and gather around me, people, and the tale to you I'll tell of my father and his father in the days before the spill. With an endless sky above them and the restless sea below, and every blessing flowing from the Gulf of Mexico. A trowler of his own. He was rough and he was ready, and he drank when he was home. But it made his family's living on the Gulf of Mexico. Sick of mending nets, couldn't stand the smell of fish. So he drew a steady paycheck, 20 years from Texaco. When he died, we spread his ashes on the Gulf of Mexico. As for me, I never dreamed of any grander than the day that I step out on a drilling floor to iron a roughneck's cape. And one night I swear saw the devil crawling from the hole, and he spilled the guts of hell out in the Gulf of Mexico. Fuck BP. Thank you very much. This next song is a product, I must admit, of my baser instincts. Jealousy being something that doesn't behoove any of us. I have a friend in California, and his name's Joe Henry, and he's one of the best songwriters on this planet. And about, I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe a little longer, he wrote a song about a serial killer in the 17th or 18th century. Could have been either one, judging from the ordinance mentioned in the piece. And it just made me so jealous that I could spit, and I just, you know, couldn't rest until I wrote at least one song that fucked up. So. Chestnut tree I hide, a sword and a pistol by my side. Along come a traveler laying low, all for the love of my Molly. Oh, I left my family, left my home, out in the wicked world to roam. So low I won't go, down for the love of my Molly. Oh, oh Molly, oh Molly, oh Molly, down for the love of my Molly. Oh, I love Molly, got on the news. Molly loves diamonds, pearls, and gold. Bells I bring, Bob and Molly won't wear no wedding ring. Oh Molly, oh Molly, oh Molly, oh for the love of my Molly. Oh Molly, oh Molly, oh Molly, oh for the love of my Molly. Died for lesser things, England's country, God and King. Someday a swing from the gallows pole, one fine dance from a Molly. Oh, Molly, oh, Molly, oh, Molly. Thank you. And this, one hopes, is a little better adjusted sort of love song. I love you with all my heart, all my soul, every part of me. It's all I can do to mark where you start, where I end, you see. Living on my travails, let the trail tease behind me. Been in less than many times, never thought this kind would ever find me. I love you with everything, all my weakness, all my strength. I can't promise anything except that my last breath will beg of mine. When I'm gone, they'll sing a song about a lonely fool under, round the world and back again. But in the end, it finally found her. I love you with all my heart, all my soul, every part of me. Across the universe I'll spin until the end, and then I wonder if we should get another chance, or could I have that dance forever under? Double moon and skyless stars shining down on where you are. I'll love you with all my heart, all my soul, every part of me. So, tonight's musicology lesson, this instrument is called a bouzouki, unless you're going through security in an airport. Then you don't want to say bouzouki or anything like it. Just tell them it's a banjo, they won't know the fucking difference. It is an immigrant instrument. Bouzouki is a Greek word for a Greek instrument, but the way I tune it and play it has a lot more to do with Ireland. And the Irish will play any instrument that washes up on their shores better than the people that invented it. Being an immigrant instrument is the perfect instrument for accompanying myself when I sing this song. There's been a lot of talk about immigration in the last 10 years or so, and it happens in our history from time to time. Whenever they're trying to divert our attention from what's really going on, they tell us they're coming and they're taking our jobs. It's not what's happening, folks. What's happening is our jobs are being packed up by the container load and shipped away to places far, far away. And the truth is, and I've become more in touch with this living in New York City the last 6 years, immigration is our past, it's our present, and if we have a future, it will definitely be part of our future as well. And I belong to a strange sort of subsect in this country that believes that you only keep what you have by giving it away. So this is for all of us. Living in a city of immigrants, I don't need to go traveling to open the door in the world walks in. Living in a city of immigrants, city never sleeps. I'm keeping time to a thousand beats, singing languages I don't speak. Living in a city in the green, city of black, city of white. Touch the sky and then tumble back down to earth again. Living in a city never quits. Living in a city with streets of peace, with good intentions and a people's faith in the sacred promises that you made. Living in a city never quits. City of stone. Sins, living in a city of immigrants, city of black. Duchesses, actually, this is about another kind of immigration. My brother. brother Jim and my other brother Jack. Went off down to Houston and never come back. Mama wasn't gonna let a baby go yet. But there ain't nobody hiring in Lafayette. I'm working all week for a Texaco check. Sun beating down on the back of my neck. Try to save my money, but Jimmy said no. See, got a little honey on telephone road. Living with any mama wonder. Come on, let's go. Everybody rocking on telephone road. Come on,
come on.
Two box blasts and beer bottles of rain.
Come on, let's go.
Jimmy banging on a pinball machine.
Come on,
let's go. Just when every hope was gone, should have known you would come along. I can't believe I ever doubted you. My old friend, the blues, not alone tonight. Don't take me first. Come around. I know I can always count. matter what I do, I'll never lose. My old friend of I'm see. Just that awesome about the San Antonio radio blasting the bird dog on. $7 in a Jap guitar. Watch! Now smoking in a Tesla with a hammer band. Rocking with a combo from a guitar. If it's new in my fall of the year, steel bells coming on the asphalt. Play in the middle of a night and trust I'll stumble. Get back with me to the guitar. Tonight, so if we stop playing, don't leave. You'll miss half the fucking show. Also, I will introduce this amazing band to you. But you'll have to be patient because I'm going to do it bluegrass style, which means one or two at a time as the evening progresses. I assure you that the evening will progress because we are progressives and that's how we roll. The first member of this outfit I'd like to introduce on keyboards and accordion and guitar and out singing everybody up here. Please welcome Allison Moore. Allison and I wrote this song together several years ago, specifically so we would have something to sing together for a long time.
Go around the sun.
welcome Allison Moore.
La 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 la.
Storms get Thanks for coming out. Now, this is a family tour, as you can tell. Not only do we have two married couples on stage, but there's a 17-month-old baby boy named John Henry on the bus across the street. And he belongs to me and Steve. His name's John Henry, and he is everywhere. And lately I've been sending this song out to him because it's full of hope and joy and positivity. And every day when I wake up and look at him, I remember that babies are the reason for us to be hopeful and positive. So this is for him and for all those babies out there. But it winds up
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, a couple of songs that have to do with the Civil War. I probably approach that writing songs about the Civil War differently than most people do, especially people from the South. Because I don't believe that it was a war that was fought about states' rights. I think it was probably fought about slavery. And especially because everything I've read about it leads me to believe that it was fought about slavery as insofar as it affected economics at the time. And that's easy for me to believe because everything I've ever read about any war leads me to believe that all wars are fought about somebody's money when it gets right down to it. So, now, the thing about the people that start wars are not fucking going. So they have to convince people that regular, everyday, working people to go and fight these wars. And they've done that different ways for, you know, for thousands of years now. The person that's speaking to you in this first song is from Ireland, and he believes that he's fighting on the Union side in the Civil War. A lot of people from Ireland fought in the American Civil War, and especially on the Union side. He believes that the system he sees in place in the southern United States is the same system he fought against in Ireland, where just a few people own all the land and everybody else is basically fucked. He's probably deluded, but he believes he's fighting class war. And I love my job because it never ceases to amaze me the pinko shit that I can sneak in on a bluegrass record. So. This is called Dixieland. San Antonio, my brother Paul and me. Riding up in my cover in the Texas infantry. Well, the poster said we're getting in a farm for $7 a week. The best rations in the army. So we did, everywhere is his command. Well, his eyes were cold as lead and steel, for he and the tools of war. He took a life of men, and a soldier in the war. When he marched to Missouri, he was hardly stopped to rest. He made speeches here, coming into the ditch. Well, I got to taste it. I'll be dressed in blue. If I gotta buy a thing and it's cold, then I curse you even too. My brother died at Wilson's Creek, and I sang a frog. And we fell back to the Boston Mountains in North Arkansas. Thank you.
Marcus drove Remy Oolong off of the DIA. Little girl would stop to talk of a fine soppy. I asked your friend, what's a fella to do?
I made with the Del McCurry Band some years back. When I made that record, what I set out to do was simply to write some new bluegrass songs and record them with the best bluegrass band in the world. But you got to write songs about something, and me being me, those songs, a lot of them ended up being about the part of the country really near where I lived for 30 years. I came from Texas, and I came to Tennessee in 1974. And my mom was from Nashville originally. I remember when I was a kid, we'd go and she'd tell me not to touch anything when we were downtown because there was coal dust all over everything, which was, we didn't have that in Texas. We burned natural gas there, so it was ostensibly cleaner. By the time I got to Nashville in 1975, they weren't burning coal like that anymore, but they were burning it in coal-fired plants, and they still are. And the air was a lot cleaner in Nashville, but it wasn't very good in the Smoky Mountain National Park, and there's mountains over there where most of those coal-fired plants are. So, you know, it was that connection, I think, between human resources, the people that lived in Kentucky and West Virginia and Pennsylvania, who are the people that started the labor movement in the United States. And the stuff beneath their feet that very powerful people wanted. And, you know, it was sort of a huge chapter in the history of the labor movement in the United States. It took place in the 70s in Kentucky. And it was kind of a last stand for the United Mine Workers. And then it was decided that that coal wasn't worth getting out of the ground anymore, and the companies left. And they sort of abandoned that part of the country for a long time. Now they're back. They're trying to take that coal out of the ground, and those people don't even have a union anymore. And our labor movement is falling apart. Now, folks, trade unions are a fundamental component of democracy everywhere in the civilized world. This goes out to everybody out there with a union card. And if you got a boss, then you need a union card. And also to remind you that nobody's going to protect the place where you live, the place where you're going to raise your children and grandchildren, but you, when somebody else decides that they want something valuable from beneath your feet. This is called the mountain. I was born on this mountain a long time ago. For then I found the timber and they struck mine cold. Thank you. dark and it's deep. God only knows all the secrets it keeps. There's a chilling wind only miners can feel. Close in the tunnels at the in the back on the drums from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, please welcome Will Rigby. Yeah. And on bass since 1988 with this outfit. But right now he's moving over to guitar because he's going to sing one for you. Would you please welcome from Nashville, Tennessee, Kelly Looney.
They were two in the mood by night, no silhouette, no shadow, nor stars shone so bright above the promised land. White blanket on a road of mud, the last of March is peering. Footprints in a foot of snow will never melt away. 40 nights they were never lost for kindness of the stranger. Free men that flew so high like clouds before the moon. Walls came tumbling down, some stayed. A lot moved onward. All they own strapped across their backs a new world, so it seemed. Standing tall, another wall, the devil's reconstruction. After all of their blood and tears, it only just begun.
Kelly Looney.
Man of Louisiana, if I'm willing to pay, leave my mom. man playing John the Conqueror, black headphone. A being seen walking with the guardian down in the head of a
out of the league, doesn't matter at all. I receive the blessing. Every day on earth, another chance to get it right. Let this little light of mine shine and reach against the night. Just another lesson. Maybe someone watching, wondering what I got.
This song, Allison and I sing this song together on the record, the new record. But it's I didn't write it for us to sing. I wrote it for someone else. You want to write nice songs to sing with your wife. And I wrote this for someone else to sing, and they actually didn't end up recording it, which is one of the hazards of my profession. But we decided that it was good enough that we shouldn't leave it lying around, so.
Heaven or hell. Allison Warren.
From Houston, Texas, please welcome Chris Masterson. And on fiddle and mandolin and guitar, from Denton, Texas, welcome Eleanor Whitmore. And together they are the Mastersons.
Swim with you deep down into the ocean, but with you I wanna dive with you. I just gotta know, so come on, let's go.
Come to think of it, I have records out front that you can purchase. As does Allison. And we got books and stuff. And after the show, before we head out for KC, we will be out there pimping them because diesel is $4 a gallon. So stop by after the show and say hi. Now, some of you may recognize this guitar. It is not an old guitar, but it played one on television. This was Harley's guitar.
Yeah, Harley!
For the last 2 years, I've had the honor and privilege of being involved in a television show called Treme. That's Treme, T-R-E-M-E, just like it sounds if you're French. And it refers to the neighborhood in New Orleans, Louisiana, directly behind the French Quarter, and it is the musical heart of New Orleans, just as New Orleans is the musical heart of America. And I believe that more now than I ever have. What happened in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina was a crime, and things aren't exactly back to, well, normal for New Orleans. But it's come back a lot more than I thought that it would, considering what was going on immediately following the storm. There's 100,000 or so less people there than there were before the storm. There still is no full-service hospital, and there was really nothing fucking wrong with the old one, except that people wanted the real estate that it was sitting on. There were people that had a different image for the reconstruction of New Orleans. They wanted, they had in mind a New Orleans where working people and poor people would never be able to afford to live. Now think about that. No poor people in New Orleans, that means that excludes most musicians. So what would that be like? New Orleans without musicians. But it didn't happen. I'd like to take some credit for it and, you know, like to be able to say that we fought the good fight and we sang Kumbaya and we were the world and shit and we stopped the beast at the gates. But that's not what happened. What happened is the economy in New Orleans and Louisiana and the United States of America and the world at large simply collapsed. And there just weren't the funds to fuck up New Orleans the way that they had planned. So we who care about such important things as an absolutely unique environment like New Orleans are getting a second chance. I got a second chance. The latest in a long line of them when that were shooting in the French Quarter. And David Simon, who created Treme along with Eric Overmeyer, came out and after we'd been shooting really late, and he came out and pulled me aside and asked me if I could write a song that my character Harley would have written in 2005. I should have written the song in 2005. Go to Jazz Fest next year. We'll be there. This city won't wash away. This city will never drown. Blood and water and hell to pay. Sky tear open and pain rain down. Cosmetics come with me. Never gonna leave this town. This city won't wash away. This city will never drown. Anchor River, the wind to blame. Everybody around here knows. Nothing old about ponds or train. Simple craving. Promises goes. We just can't on digging our graves in a silent marble above the ground. Maybe our bones will wash away. This city will never drown. This city won't wash away. This city.
same. My color bomb will serve you. Thank you. brother turn around. Our hopes come be. We can pray. Nobody went without. And I'm on the song the same.
I didn't know where Bloomington, Illinois was. I do now.
Alive. the shoes I'm wearing every day is full of holes and nails. Mister, if I stepped on a one-night dime, fit a nigga like a tail, if he was head to tails, I ain't gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how struggles strive, I never get out of this world alive.
Two songs that I've ever recorded more than once, and I think there's only two, and this is definitely the only one I've ever recorded three times. I wrote it in 1977 before I was making records, like several years before I started making records. So it sat around for a while, and then I recorded it in 1982 on a record that, after a couple of singles being released, it was decided it wasn't good enough to release, and so this version of it didn't see the light of day for a while, until I made another record in 1986 called Guitar Town. That did all right. So suddenly, this record sitting in the vault healed and became good enough to release, and it came out in 1987. I wasn't, you know, completely happy with that version of this song that was on that record, and I recorded it again on a record called Copperhead Road a few years later. And that version was pretty good, and we played it that way for a lot of years. But a couple of years ago, I was asked to record it yet again for a really great film called Brokeback Mountain. And there was, I was asked to record a version of it that would make sense playing on the jukebox in the scene that occurs in the 1970s. And I think that's why we finally got it right, because we actually had to set the song in the decade it was written in. So, this song, used to be, I'd sing this song and people say, oh, that's a gun control song. And I would argue with them, because when I wrote this song, I had a whole trailer full of guns. Literally a trailer. And you know, I grew up in Texas hunting and fishing, and you know, but I always was kind of, you know, I was always kind of a hippie. I just sort of didn't see anything weird about that, being a peacenik with an arsenal growing up where I grew up. But things change and evolve, hopefully. And a few years ago, I got in some trouble, and several years back. Actually, it's been, I was clean 17 years on the 13th of this month. So. And I had to kind of start all over again. And one of the first things that happened to me after I got out of jail and started working a little bit and trying to get my life back is my ex-wife handed me an out-of-control 14-year-old boy and said, here. Now, you might have met him, actually. And the first thing Justin did when he got in the house was he went in my bedroom when I wasn't looking, and he found the pistol that I kept hidden under the mattress. And he hid it, and he would not tell me where it was. He wouldn't even admit that he had it. And I was terrified. You're not doing your best parenting when you're 4.5 months clean. And so I didn't know what to do. And basically, the only thing I could come up with was to make sure he was where the gun wasn't. That was the only way I could figure out how to protect him. So I called my brother. He came over, and we strip searched him. It was quite a struggle. He was like 6'4" by that time, about as big around as this microphone stand. And strong as an ox. It was sort of like trying to wrestle a live deer into the trunk. And just made sure that he didn't have the gun. And then we drove him out to this wilderness camp in Hickman County. I'm not proud of that, but they were kids out there sleeping in tents, and I'm pretty sure they were using them for slave labor, renting them out to the state and shit. But I wrote him a check and dropped him off, because I didn't know what else to do. Now, it was January, and he called me at 4 o'clock the next morning and told me where the fucking gun was. And for my part, I have not had a gun in my house since. So things do change. Some people would call that flip-flopping or waffling. I call it having a profound experience and changing the way that you do things. So now when I sing the song, it's a fucking gun control song.
I'm a cold Florida pad. Call up
This. A one, a two, one, two, three, four. Thank you.
Do it.